every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
All right, good evening and welcome aboard. It is another edition of Sports Overnight America here on Sports Byline Broadcast. Marty Terrell along the way as we are going to go heavy dose of some New England sports. And really, it's going to be about former New England legends, if you will. We'll do that coming up as well. Brock Hines will join us for the first two segments. If he's listening, he's probably saying, I thought I agreed to one. No, you're doing both, Hinesy. Come on now. So Brock Hines and then Mike Griffith, Atlanta Journal-Constitution, will join us as well. And all of a sudden, we love Atlanta even more. And you'll hear more about this on Thursday. We love Atlanta. And I'll just say, you know, Bruce Springsteen is from Asbury Park, New Jersey. You're going to hear some Asbury here. So I will let you know on Thursday. How about that? All right. We'll do some New England stuff with Brock. We'll also, we're going to step outside of our comfort zone here, too, because don't look now. The San Diego Padres, despite the Milwaukee Brewers, I think the Padres might be the best team in baseball. Record does not show it. They're a game behind the Dodgers. But I would say right now, I would not be shocked. In fact, I would be mildly surprised if that National League West, the top two positions, doesn't go right to the wire. Right to the wire. San Diego is the real deal. Now, you probably say, wait, hold the phone. Why? Because they beat your Red Sox 2 out of 3? No. But that lineup is damn good, and that pitching staff is pretty darn good. The King kid, I think he's a Boston College kid too. That San Diego team is very, very good, and I just think they have really going to find themselves the stretch drive. I looked at the schedules. It's a toss-up between them and the Dodgers in terms of difficulty. They got some head-to-head left, which you always love. So that's where we get started tonight. We'll do some NFL. We'll do some media matters. And like I said, we'll wrap up the baseball when we get Hinesy, who was vacationing, as you heard in the commentary, top of the hour, up in Maine. And so he went a little Frank DeFord on us with that waxing poetically version of Sports in 60. Dominic Jimenez is along the way as well in San Francisco. I'm Marty Terrell. We're coming back here on Sports Overnight America. Don't go away.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. Start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. America. Premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Soccer season rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Tyler Levine, host of First Touch, the premier weekly global soccer show across the entire Sports Byline Broadcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We're talking English Premier League, Champions League, our picks of the week, and a whole lot more. First Touch on Sports Byline USA Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern. See you there.
All right, talking the world of sports here on a Tuesday into a Wednesday. Let's see if Brock knows the year of this song. Let's go right now. Oh, I don't want him to Google it. I don't want him to Google it. All right, Brock, let's hear it, music man. What do you think? What year? Did I hear you 76?
Yeah, I just told Dom down the line before you potted it down, just so you knew that I wasn't Googling it, 1976. That one and Afternoon Delight were the two big songs from the summer of 1976.
Ah, really? And who was that? Is that the Starlight Vocal Band?
That was, yeah, Afternoon Delight, right. Moonlight Feels Right. You're on top of it, Marty.
Well, Starbuck, listen,
you know, saying the one you just asked about, but Afternoon Delight with Starland Vocal Band, yes.
Yeah, speaking of Starbuck, I OD'd on it today, man. I got the jitters. I got to stop. I'm serious. I got to stop these cafe lattes. I went twice today. Crazy. All right, Brock, let's get into it. I want to start with the baseball real quick. Just to, you know, your flavor in New England, how would you gauge the excitement when the Red Sox, you know, got on this hot streak and got themselves into a unexpected striking position? And now they've obviously cooled considerably, having sojourned out west to San Diego and now down to Texas against Houston. Give me a barometer real quick. Let me hear.
There's excitement here, but people are cautious because I don't think they believe the Red Sox have the depth of starting pitching to go much further than maybe around, maybe two rounds tops, to get out of the first round of the playoffs. Remember what you said to me about a month ago, and that was the strength of schedule is going to determine the fate of this team. And remember, the Red Sox kind of struggled with the Cubs, they did with the Phillies, but two good teams. Then they get home, they take two or three from the Dodgers. Okay, so we're doing pretty good. And I think they went to Minnesota afterwards, took two out of three, or three out of four, something like that. Now, I don't know what else. They swept Houston at home, so Houston wants payback. You just said correctly, the Padres may be the team in the National League. Sorry, Dom, but they may be because they have the best bullpen in the National League. And, you know, San Diego has done great at home, and so has Houston. They want payback. Look at who they're playing, Marty. I mean, Yeah, good teams will step up against good teams and beat them on the road, but the Red Sox aren't there. They're a B-level team playing A-level teams right now.
I totally agree. Brock Hines with it. All things Heinze, we're going to really tee it up today. We got so much going on. Yeah, San Diego, I want to get out there sometime down the stretch and see them in postseason perhaps. I just think they're I love that team. I really do. I have a lot of respect for them. You know Machado's going to hit. Tatis, I didn't realize how good Tatis is on the bases, and he showed that against the Red Sox the other night. Wong made a perfect throw down to third, and I thought they got him, but Tatis got in ahead. But they got a lot of pop. They'll play a little small ball with you, and like you said, the back end of that that bullpen is excellent, if not the best in baseball. Now, Milwaukee people are saying, what are you talking about? Look at our Brewers team. And I would agree. I mean, the Brewers are great, but you know what? Postseason's a whole different animal, Brock. Give me a quick hit on Milwaukee. Are you a believer? I mean, they're doing it with guys that, you know, are not bad by any stretch. I mean, that is a very, very good and deep team. What about Milwaukee?
Yeah, I would agree with you, Marty. A good, deep team, and I've had a chance to watch a good part of both these double-digit win streaks. They're on a 10-game win streak now. I watch personally a lot because I like to get the MLB TV fired up and listen to a guy I used to work with, Josh Maurer, who took Bob Uecker's place. And hear him do the radio play-by-play. So it's given me an opportunity to see. I like the staff out there. I like the offense. I just, like I said, the things I look towards, just like you look at defense in pro football in the playoffs, again, I want to repeat myself, but the bullpen of the Padres, you can have your starter only give you three innings, and then you can go and go into that bullpen. I mean, the Padres, who is it? They just picked up from the Athletics. Mason Miller, is that his name? To go with Jason Adam. Miller was doing a good job on a bad team. They got Suarez out there. I just think when you set up with a bunch of good closers like that, even if your record is not as good as Milwaukee's, I think it serves you better come October.
The big shock this year for me is twofold. First and foremost is Baltimore just completely tanking. I mean, they, and I'm not saying they're doing it on purpose, but they got off to a slow start. They've never recovered. That's a shocker. Toronto being as good as they are. But here's where I want to go with you, and you know where I'm going. I'm going right to Gotham. I'm going to the Big Apple, right down I-95. Let me ask you this question. Do you think the Yankees can recover from this malaise that they are currently entrapped in? Give me a take on the Pinstripers.
There's too many problems, Marty, in for both New York teams, for that matter. If you look at the stats, the Yankees and the Mets, I'll give you the same answer for both teams. Both are struggling offensively, but both are struggling defensively as well. If there was just any one item, like if there was closers blowing, you know, and that's, you know, the one thing that gets me when I've watched both of these teams is they just haven't lost. They've lost in excruciating ways, and that ends up wearing on you as the season progresses. And both the Mets and the Yankees just haven't been blown out 7-3, 6-4, whatever. They've suffered some excruciating losses, and I just think there are too many weaknesses on both sides, offense and defense, for both those teams. And you asked me about the Yankees. I'll say it about them. The Yankees will not be a factor come October.
Yeah, and Brock, I'm starting to come around to see it because, look, Judge is going to put up MVP numbers, you know, the injury notwithstanding, but I mean, Giancarlo Stanton can't even run. They can't play small ball, or they refuse to. The Yankees are feast or famine, and there's been a lot of famine of late. There you go. All right, let's go one more. Is there a dominant team, in your opinion, in the American League where you think they're head and shoulders above everybody else? In the American League, the quasi-junior circuit, if you will. Let me hear.
I'll take either Houston or, incredibly, I still can't believe the Tigers' post-All-Star streak kind of put a bruise on me a little bit to actually believe in them. And then coming east, I got to own up to what I said here. I said I wasn't a believer in Toronto. The last time you had me on, I still have my questions. I think the team the Red Sox played last night is a very good team. And believe it or not, the team that's trailing them by a game, I think the Mariners, I like what they have for their staff. I think the Mariners actually can make some noise, and I think they can be literally a wild card and figuratively a wild card. That's where I'm going for the American League.
Brock, I agree with you. I was waiting for you to come around to Seattle because I think that that team is not the same as San Diego, but the pitching's good. Mm-hmm. They obviously got a big bat and a great catcher, but they've got other guys, and I think they're extremely well managed, and I wouldn't mind it. I wouldn't mind seeing the Mariners. They certainly had their years with Randy Johnson and Langston and some others, but the fact of the matter is, Ichiro, you know, just into the hall. They've had some great individual talent. They've had some really, really good teams, but they've never been able to get over the hump. It's going to be very, very interesting to see. So I do think Boston will get in via the wild card. I agree with you on the Yankees. I think they're gonna take a dip. Give me 40 seconds on the Tigers. I just don't believe in them, Brock. I'm not dissing the city. I just don't believe in that team. There's a lot of talent there, young talent, but I don't believe in the Tigers. Do you, real quick?
Again, it was just hard watching them coming out of the break, Marty, to grab onto them tightly. And I give them a little bit of a break because that division is so weak, and I guess it's easy to be kind of lulled to sleep. A lot like the Dodgers. The Dodgers are on cruise control. It's amazing. They have San Diego breathing down their neck, and the Dodgers just continue to kind of hang around. Well, the Tigers, it's kind of the same thing. You know, they have a good starting pitching. Their bullpen's decent. The defense has improved, although they've had some struggles lately. I need more of a sample size, Marty, and I got to be truthful with you. Probably of all the teams we've talked about, I've watched the Tigers the least because those games haven't really caught my eye because, again, they were so far out in front in that Central Division, 12 games at one time. Now all of a sudden the Guardians are breathing down their neck. So I think that's the other thing, too, because the Guardians aren't that good of a team.
I totally agree with you, and I think Detroit's very vulnerable. All right, Brock, you sit right there. We'll come back. I want to get into some media matters. Got some NFL little nuggets to toss around. I don't know what Jerry Jones is thinking down there in Dallas. He didn't learn his lesson last year with the quarterback, and now he's doing it with a great defender playing a game. We're coming back here on Sports Overnight America. Don't go away. Coming right back.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States. Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215.
All right, stay with us throughout the late night and early morning hours in the overnight. It's Sports Overnight America, Jen and Jeff Rich. We'll weigh in from Phoenix, and they had a great show last night. I got to give them a quick plug. They did this thing on cell phones, and I mean, it was laugh out loud funny. Let's get Brock Hines back in here. Brock, I'm going to give you a guy's name. I want you to tell me what comes to mind. Then I'm going to ask you a question, then we'll roll into it. I want to talk about John Gruden. When you think of John Gruden, what do you think of?
First thing I think of, I mean, the very first word I think of Raiders. So where are you going to take
me? I'm going to take you to, he needs to get rid of this stupid lawsuit that he's got against the NFL. The emails speak for themselves. He's taken on Roger Goodell. Listen, I understand that Gruden was what? He had a $100 million contract, okay? Right. He was great on television. Take a page out of Belichick's playbook. Belichick, the greatest coach all time in the history of the NFL. Don Shula's still got the numbers, but Belichick will be back to ultimately be the all-time winningest coach. He's got 6 Super Bowl rings. I'm telling you, Gruden should just take a college job and put this skull drudgery behind him, Brock. He's just giving it more shelf life. That's my take. Wouldn't you, if you were his agent, tell him, take a college job? LSU might open up. Some of these other big jobs are going to open up. Take a page out of Belichick's playbook. Let me hear.
Sure. That's an option, because I just don't think this is a winnable battle for him at this juncture. You know, continually right. Blaming the league for leaking the emails and all that. And it just, you know, I continually hear the circle, Marty. I just don't see against this powerhouse how you're going to win this case. So it might be time to look at different horizons, as you said. That is certainly an option.
All right, let's get to some media notes. Jimmy Johnson out at Fox. He's going to retire. Gronkowski is the press release anointed replacement. Interesting. I don't think Gronk's that good on television, Brock. He's stiff. He's a little bit too, not syrupy to me. He's never going to knock a player. I don't think he's going to. I really don't. I love Gronk for a lot of reasons, but his television work isn't one of them. How about you on Gronk replacing Jimmy Johnson? And I know you don't watch Fox. I know you don't. So you've already told me that.
Well, no. I mean, Gronk seems clumsy on the air. That's the word I use. There's something about it where he just doesn't look or feel. I don't feel he feels comfortable on the air. Now remember, this isn't his first go around. He was with Fox in 2018, and then when Brady lured him out of retirement, then he played a few more years, then came back and has worked for Fox in various roles. So this isn't his first go around. But that's the best word I can use, Marty. Is I just don't. He's not as smooth as many analysts or people on panels can be. And that's kind of my take with him.
All right, let's get to NBC and the Peacock. Interesting. I will bring this up and get your reaction. They are going to put a game, I think, to start the season on the app, you know, on the portal, Peacock, which, you know, the NFL did the same thing with Kansas City and Miami in a playoff game, so I get it. But they're also going to introduce Sunday night NBA basketball. Brock, they're going to do that, and they're still going to be dealing with some football.
I don't know what they're thinking. People, I mean, it's football season. Now, granted, once you get by the Super Bowl, then they've got all of the rest of February, March, April, May, and June to themselves. But I don't know that Sunday night football, I know that Sunday night and Saturday night Big Ten football is going to be huge. I'm not sold on the NBA Sunday night. What about you? First glance, first initial feeling on that. Let me hear.
I don't think any league stands a chance against the NFL. I'm not breaking any news to you there or our listeners. There's no league that can stand up to the NFL on a Sunday night. And it can be Tennessee and it can be Chicago playing each other, and they're still going to draw big numbers, Marty. It's a happening. You know, it's live sports that happens once a week. It's the last of the water cooler sports that you can really talk about. People watch a lot of other sports. I do golf on demand, basically record it, because I can't watch Sunday golf from 3 to 7. I got to watch it later at night. Football, you got to do it. It's right there in front of you. A lot of people do fantasy football and such. Nobody stands a chance. So why would they do it? I think they would put it on Peacock. You're gonna get your regular NBA people one way or the other. There are people, whether it's NBA, NHL, NASCAR, that are just going to watch it anyway. And you're going to get your several million viewers that route. But aside from that, I think they're really banking more, Marty, on 2026. And once the NFL hits the playoffs, I think NBC will put the gas pedal down with the NBA. And I think they'll actually do very well on Sunday night.
All right, let's get to the season at hand. It's right around the corner. I mean, preseason games are what they are. They're preseason games. You don't see anybody that you really want to see. I get that. But it, you know, King football is right around the corner, 2 weeks away from college football. I mean, it's just you sit here and go, wow, where did time go? The summer always goes by fast, even when we were in school. Let me ask you this question. When you think of the NFL in 25-26, what comes to mind? What are you looking for other than the obvious? There's going to be some dominant teams, but the NFL has always, always been enriched by parity. In other words, things don't get decided until week 14, 15, and right through 17. So when you think of this season upcoming, what's got you intrigued right now?
I have a lot of question marks for your favorite division, and that's the NFC Central. The North, I should be more specific, excuse me. I'm fascinated by your love for the Packers, the Vikings. Can the Vikings come back and after last season? And I think they're truly a one-hit wonder. I think the answer to that is no. The Lions coming back but trying to get to the next level. That division, the North, they have me absolutely fascinated. And I want to see how they do. I want to see if Cam Ward can play really well like he did in the preseason but survive a real bad team once they get into September. That's another one that interests me. And I want to see, you just talked about parity, but the bottom line is, look at how long the Chiefs have been there at the end, and frankly now the Eagles being a regular there. I want to see if they can hold up as well.
Talking to Brock Hines, talking some NFL football. Real quick, Brock, look at the AFC East. Miami's not going to be any good. I mean, all of a sudden the Patriots, and a buddy of mine, I talked to him the other night. I'll give him a plug, too. He's a good guy. Bart Logan here in Iowa, and he's got New England ties, went to Westfield State, went to Northeastern. He's like, Marty, this division's wide open. The AFC, I said, what about Buffalo? He goes, I think Buffalo may regress a little bit. What about the Jets? What about the Jets? Is the AFC East wide open, or is it Buffalo Bill Invitational? Everybody else is there to caddy for him. What do you think?
Yeah, I remember when the Bills regressed a couple seasons ago. I expect them to still be the team to beat, obviously. But I think the battle for second is certainly wide open. The Patriots, and you may laugh at me, but it was only one game, but I happened to catch a little bit of it. If they don't try not to have too much expectations for them, I think the New York Jets are actually had addition by subtraction, getting rid of old man quarterback. And I thought the Jets looked very good. It's only one game, Marty. But I think the Jets, because remember, when they had Aaron Rodgers, the Jets actually surrounded him with pretty decent talent. It was Aaron Rodgers' issue. First, a season-ending injury right at the beginning of the season. And then we both said it. He looked like he was one hit away from being put in an ambulance. We both said this on the air.
Yep.
And I agree. But I like what Aaron Glenn's doing there. I think the Jets, if you said what's one team that could surprise in the AFC, I think the New York Jets could be one of them.
I think Aaron Rodgers is toast. I don't think it's going to work in Pittsburgh.
No way.
I want to end on a funny note. Why'd you do that to me with the seafood up in Maine? Now, just for review, Brock called me, showed me a picture of an outdoor menu board. He's sucking down, you know, lobsters and great seafood. He's up there with five couples, you know, I mean, having a great time. Great summer sojourn, his annual sojourn up to Maine. And then he tells me that DoorDash has gone nationally, and what would I order? And I ordered, and I got nothing. Why did you do that?
I know, Marty. You're so gullible.
You know I can take it. You know I can take it, right?
Yeah, I know you can. But I just wanted to show you what is available out there when you come east and head to the coast, and you'll be here soon enough and get some lobster in you. And with me, it's fried clams. You know, that's the little kid in me. But I just wanted to let you know I was thinking of you.
I'm doing Boston. I'm not doing Maine. I wish I could. I was so jealous of you. Have you ever gone to a Portland Sea Dog game, Red Sox Double A Eastern team, Eastern League team? Have you ever seen a game there at Hadlock?
I certainly have, Marty. And the one time I was stupid enough to go down in an afternoon, I figured, you know, 1 o'clock game, no problem, businessman special, I'll be able to get in there. It was sold out. I was about ready to leave, and a guy came up and said, "You look like you're lost." I said, "I am, actually. I just got shut out. I thought I could get into the game." And he said, "My daughter didn't show up. Here's a ticket." I was the luckiest man. I got in there. I still have my Portland Sea Dog shirt. Marty, this had to be at least 20 years ago. Great venue
Wow.
to watch a game. Love it.
The general manager is a kid from Greenfield, Mass. I don't know his name off the top of my head, but the kid from our hometown is I think, the general manager there. So, listen, I love you. Good job. Welcome home from Maine. New England is abloom with a little bit of color. We'll do that next time with the leaves changing and football coming up. Good job, Brock. Thank you.
All right, Marty. Appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
All right. Best to him and his lovely wife, Lori. Coming back.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here. This moment together, and we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. America, premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
All right, talking the world of sports here on Sports Overnight America. As we talk the world of sports, a lot of good stuff from Brock Hines. Always look forward to our Tuesday into Wednesday soirees with this gentleman. Football writer and podcaster and broadcast contributor extraordinaire, it's Michael Griffith that he joins us. His primary duties are to pen his wonderful works and wax poetically in the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Michael, Marty Terrell, thanks for popping on. How are you?
Doing great, Marty. Thanks.
Hey, we're coming your way soon. Going to be in suburban Atlanta, Duluth, Georgia, for a marketing get-together. So I'm going to talk to the powers that be. I'd like to maybe, I don't know if it would be convenient, but perhaps we can hook up and meet in the flesh. So that'd be a nice deal. We'll go to Buckhead
or go eat somewhere.
How about that?
Be a lot of fun, Marty. We've got to be a lot of fun. We've got Georgia Bulldogs going at it in practice, and they had their first scrimmage, as you probably heard, and so Kirby trying to sort it out and get some things ironed out for making a run at another SEC title.
Can't wait. It's going to be, I mean, it's right around the corner. I mean, here we are, middle of August, and you know these last 2 weeks are going to fly by. All right, let's get to the big fat elephant in the room, and that's the situation in Oklahoma. Maybe not a big deal, but this is where the real world and the sports world collide, and it could be ugly. John Mateer, the quarterback at Oklahoma, linked to some gambling while at Washington State. I know they got the Michael Hawkins kid, they got the Neubauer kid, but Mateer is the guy. Give me a quick hit on that, because Phil Steele's got him fourth this year, the Sooners, in the SEC, and that might be a stretch, but give me a quick hit on this, then we'll get to some good football talk. We can't ignore this story. Let's hear.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, Mateer linked to this and some posts on social media. Now, who knows? They have a pretty extravagant way of tracing bets now, and that's how they found some other illegal sports gambling going on, but apparently, these reports circulated by a burner account showed him sending money twice to another account with the caption "sports gambling." So, that's banned for college athletes, and it could be pretty serious. But, he's trying to say that these were inside jokes, which frankly, I've seen that before. I've had friends do that on my Venmo account, and thinking it's funny. But when you're a college athlete, you've got to be really careful with this. So, push comes to shove, there are systems in place where they can tell where a lot of these bets were generated from, right down to the numbers. So I'm sure they're going to do a thorough investigation. The question to me, Marty, is how quickly can they clear the kid, if they can clear the kid? Oklahoma playing Michigan, I believe, week two.
Yes, they are. You took the words right out of my mouth. And Michigan's got their own problems with Sharon Moore. The coach is going to sit out a suspension. But, yeah, what people have to understand is they're college kids. I'm not justifying the behavior, and I'm speaking from experience. It's a hideous habit. It ruins lives. But here's what I will tell you. People get really, worked up over the legal aspect of it, but it does lead to much better policing because, like you said, they can trace the action and they can mete out accordingly. So you can't lie your way out of that situation.
You can't do it. I mean, they, you know, so it'll run its course. All right, let's get to Georgia. You know, Marshall, Austin Peay, and then that just sets the table. And I would love to be in Knoxville for that game with Rocky Top. You know, then the bye week before Alabama. Tennessee and Alabama in a three-week stretch. How cool is that? How big is that going to be? Let's hear.
Yeah, I mean, you know, season in the balance. Well, maybe not. I mean, we've got a 12-team playoff now. I suppose theoretically Georgia could lose both of those games and still make the playoff or even win the SEC. But I do think it sets the stage for the season. And Tennessee, you know, they have their offensive struggles, their personnel questions right now with Nico having transferred to UCLA and, you know, the receiver room, you know, having a spate of injuries and wondering about their depth there a little bit. Really good defense for the Vols. And, you know, Georgia's got to tune up that offense. You know, the scrimmage kind of revealed that they do have some playmakers. They really like Zachariah Branch, the transfer from USC. He looked really sharp. Offensive line looks like it's coming together. But questions about Gunnar Stockton. I mean, the guy's only started one game. He only scored 10 against the Irish and had that catastrophic strip fumble that led to an Irish touchdown there near the end of the first half, kind of turned the game a little bit. You know, he's improved a lot. I don't think he made a lot of mistakes in this scrimmage, but hard time moving the ball. But Marty, he's got a pretty good defense on the other side he's working against. I don't know if he's going to see a defense as good as the Georgia defense all season long. So, kind of a mixed bag. Some questions as far as Gunner's progress. They got a good backup. Ryan Puglisi, he made some really nice throws, made a touchdown throw in that scrimmage. So Kirby's got a couple weeks to iron it out before the season opener against Marshall, you alluded to, and then Austin Peay. So a couple practice games before Rocky Top. And that's going to be a test up there in Knoxville. It's a, you know, really rabid crowd. They'll have that stadium checkerboarded out. That's really cool, really beautiful aesthetics there in Neyland Stadium. About 100,000 people rooting against you. So Georgia will have a pretty good idea where they're at after that trip to Knoxville.
You know, if it was organically the game of the year, then I would sign up for Texas and Ohio State on August 30th being, you know, obviously at the Horseshoe in Columbus. If it was organically the biggest game of the year, in other words, defending champion against the number one, it just feels orchestrated. Now, it may turn out to be the game of the year, but I think the game of the year is Texas and Georgia. I really do. The game's in Athens. It's the middle of November. We're going to get a lot of no excuses. Hopefully, both teams will be healthy. But that one, I'm telling you right now, is my leader in the clubhouse for the college football regular season game of the year.
Yeah, a lot of people anticipate that game. I mean, we'll see where those teams are at that stage. Of course, it is between the hedges, but Texas has a bye week and Georgia doesn't, so that kind of evens that up. And, you know, this is the first time, I believe, a number one has been an underdog in the season opener, so that's kind of interesting. And, you know, it's the first time that Texas has ever been a preseason number one. And, you know, Ohio State, they're the defending champs, and we know how tough it is to play there in Columbus. And, you know, what a great matchup, you know, to open the season with, one of many great matchups. You know, Clemson and Notre Dame, or excuse me, Clemson and LSU playing another pretty special game in an opener. And Tennessee, we just talked about, playing Syracuse and Atlanta. So some really exciting opening games. And, you know, Arch Manning, whatever his legacy is, this is where it begins for Arch against Ryan Day. And, you know, the Buckeyes is the defending national champs and the defending fourth-place team in the Big Ten.
All right, let's head to College Station. Mike Elko did a phenomenal job last year. I mean, 8-5, it wasn't, you know, horrible, but I, you know, they had a really good season. They got beat by Notre Dame to start the year, but you know, then they cruised, and I'm just saying, where did they? They lost badly at South Carolina, and they lost a nail biter in four overtimes at Auburn. But they go to Notre Dame on September 13th, and I think Elko is one hell of a coach. I mean, he had big shoes to fill there, like Jimbo or not. Give me a hit on Texas A&M and that Notre Dame game. I've got that one circled. Of course, I lean Irish anyway. So let me hear your thoughts on A&M and the Aggies. Let me hear.
Yeah, that's an exciting game. You know, A&M brings back, I think, 16 or 17 starters, a lot of production. And quarterback Marcel Reed, you know, he brings some mobility to the position. You know, a lot of starting offensive linemen back. You know, you got to like that if you're Texas A&M. A lot of guys out of your defensive front back, six out of your front seven. So, you know, if you believe it starts in the trenches, you know, you got to think that A&M is, you know, going to be pretty strong there. And with Marcel Reed, they've got a playmaking quarterback. But Marty, you know how tough it is to win at Notre Dame. I covered a Michigan State team their Rose Bowl year, and there were four or five calls there. I'm still wondering where those flags came from on pass interference. Really spoiled the chance for Michigan State to win a national championship before we went to the 14 playoffs. So on the one hand, I really like Elko in year two. You know, coaches have their culture in place, and the coaches and the kids are a little bit more on the same page, and A&M returns a lot of talent. Like you said, Jimbo Fisher had some really talented recruiting classes. You know, but I think Marcus is a hell of a coach, and I think Notre Dame's a hard place to play. So that is absolutely a coin flip game in my book.
Yeah, they got Auburn after a bye week, but what's interesting about A&M is, boy, they got big games, and they're all on the road. They got to go to Notre Dame, and it's out of conference, obviously, at Arkansas, which won't be a laydown, at Mizzou, and then they finish up in Austin against the Longhorns. That's a tough schedule. I mean, it really – but you know what? I say that, and I almost say it tongue-in-cheek, because every schedule in the SEC is tough. Just Alabama, you know, goes into Vandy last year. We saw what happened there. So, I mean, you get caught napping in this conference, you're going to get picked off, Mike.
Well, I mean, all you got to do is look at the top 25 poll, and this is what the SEC coaches were saying, you know, when the Big Ten was trying to, you know, legislate SEC play nine games. It's like, you know, hey, there's 10 top 25 teams in the SEC. I mean, this is what people vote on. This is a neutral panel, and, you know, the coaches' poll was the same thing. And, you know, when you got 10 teams in your league that are in the top 25, Marty, they don't finish there because they got to play each other, so they're going to have some losses. But going into the season, you know, that amount of depth, I think the Big Ten has six, that amount of depth is why you don't add another conference game. And on top of it, you know, Georgia plays Georgia Tech, and South Carolina plays Clemson, beat Clemson last year, by the way. You know, even a team like Kentucky, you know, they're playing Louisville, Florida plays Florida State. You're seeing Texas open up at Ohio State. You know, what I would hate to see happen, you know, is if the SEC and the ACC get pushed into these schedules, another conference game, and then we lose those out-of-conference games, you know, that we're drooling over right now, you know, because these teams are going to say, hey, you know, why are we playing such a difficult non-conference schedule if we got to add yet another quality opponent in our league schedule? So I like these out-of-conference games. I think they're fun, and I think they provide a benefit when you're trying to rank these teams. You see how an SEC team does against a Big Ten team or an ACC team against an SEC team. I think those are really valuable to the College Football Playoff Selection Committee.
Let's end on this note. I saw a piece in USA Today on Lagway. I mean, I don't know, you know, the issue. He's gotten a lot of ink. Is he as good? If he's healthy, is DJ Lagway the real deal, in your opinion?
Yeah, he is. And Marty, it goes beyond the numbers. I mean, DJ Lagway is one of these great leaders, and, you know, visiting with him at the SEC Media Days, a couple things. One that stand out is his legs are as big as tree trunks. I mean, this guy's 230. And he moves really well. He throws a really catchable ball, but beyond the metrics and the quarterbacking, it's the leadership. And it's the confidence that he instills in his teammates. You know, they were beating Georgia in the second quarter when he left that game with a hamstring. But now, you know, you talk about a hamstring and you talk about a shoulder, and now you're talking about a calf. And, you know, you wonder if this guy can stay healthy. If he's healthy, Florida is as dangerous, really, is I think anyone. I mean, remember they won the last four games of last season and pretty much knocked Ole Miss out of the playoff. And, you know, Ole Miss was playing as good as anybody in the SEC at the end of the year. So Lagway is really important to the Gators. He does have an injury history. But, yeah, they're a different team without him. And talk about schedules. I mean, my goodness, Marty, you can pull up their schedule and read it off. I think Florida arguably has the most difficult schedule in the country.
Mm-hmm. Hey, speaking of coaches walking the plank, because I talked about this last time, Napier's got to win. Who else in the SEC is walking the plank this year? Real quick, we got about a minute left. So who's walking the plank other than Napier?
You know, Mark Stoops is in a tough situation there at Kentucky. He's got a big buyout, and you just don't know if Kentucky wants to buy him out. You know, he was halfway out the door to A&M with that job before, you know, somebody put the kibosh on that. You know, he's the longest tenured coach, but he never won a division. I mean, this is a good football coach in a tough situation, and it's kind of like that divorce in your neighborhood that you know is going to happen, right? It's just a matter of when, it feels like. So, you know, Mark Stoops, kind of Kentucky buy him out, or does he get another job? I'm not sure. It's just an unfortunate situation. Overqualified coach for a school that can't come up with NIL money to compete for titles right there. You know, some people said Brian Kelly. I just don't see it. I don't know how you feel about
Brian.
Oh,
I do. I listen, yeah. I didn't like him. He's a Massachusetts guy, Everett Mass. He's from Boston, right here in New England. And I will tell you, he wears out his welcome. Notre Dame tolerated a lot. Kelly is high maintenance. I think he's in trouble if he doesn't win big.
Well, you know what? I'm going to go the other side of the coin, and I'm going to tell you that he had to pull some teeth at Notre Dame. You know, that can be a hard place to work, and you know, and
right.
He is
the
winningest
right.
coach in is the winningest coach in Irish history. He did some great things at Grandville State in Cincinnati. I think he's a good coach. He had a really good portal. You know, that said, though, you know, we're hearing the patellar tendon on the quarterback, and you know, how's Nussmeier? Oh, they say he's okay, but. If you're a little hurt at this stage, though, you don't like hearing that, especially when you open the season at Clemson. So I don't know that.
Yep.
I see. Some people say Sam Pittman, and, you know, Sam's another guy in a tough situation there.
Hey, Mike, we're out of time, buddy. I gotta cut you. We're up against a hard network break. We're coming back here. I love you, Mike. We're coming right back here. I'm Marty Terrell in Sports Overnight.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers, and we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with need to sell my home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
All right, down the home stretch we go. The baseball tonight, and you'll hear these throughout the night, I'm sure, from Jeff and Jen. They'll give you the scores. The girl with many hats, Jen Rich, will give you the scores. But Mariners got an early lead against Baltimore. They will carve up the Orioles, the Inner Harbor. Phillies, Reds, not horrible. You know, Twins, Yankees, huge, just because, you know, I mean, the Yankees are scuffling and need to write it. They did the job. on Monday night, 6-2 winners. Cubs, Jays, how about that up in the Dome in Toronto? Braves, Mets, talk about a team that needs it. Clay Holmes going for the Metropolitans tonight. And Red Sox, Astros, Dodgers, Angels. Angels picked them off last night. Dodgers holding a one-game lead over the Padres, and they are in Dom's backyard, San Francisco. All right. Dominic Jimenez, thank you. Thanks for a double dip with Brock Hines, as always. Michael Griffith, got to stop asking people questions with 30 seconds to a hard break. I got to tighten things up here. Still scraping off a few layers of rust. Enjoy the scores, interviews, and highlights throughout the night on Sports Overnight America. I'm Marty Terrell. Adios.